Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Thursday the 7th of April. And this is a very, very special episode, probably the best ever episode of The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth. I'm here with John Delmenico.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest star interviewee today, which is Leo Puglisi. He is, well, a media baron. He's probably the biggest media baron we've ever had on this TV show. He's the 14-year-old star wonder of Channel 6 News, which he is both the owner and operator of. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
So you just got home from school, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the second final day of the term, our final day of actual learning, and then I'll be on a two-week break, which is fairly good because it's been quite a long, eventful 11-week term, and it's good that now I won't be having to hide on Twitter. I'll be able to do it at home openly without seeing if the teacher's behind me.
I follow your Twitter. Surely for any teachers, it'd be very obvious that you're tweeting in class.
I had one come up to our Year 9 coordinator and actually say, and I'm quoting directly here, just so you know, Leonardo Puglisi's on Twitter during class hours. And she came up to me, our coordinator, and basically said, if you're not on your mobile phone, which we can't have public school, it's fine. So I'm not on my phone, I'm on a laptop, so I don't see the issue
laptop
anymore.
Loophole.
If any kids are listening right now, make sure you get yourself a laptop.
It used to be banned, funny enough. I had to use a really cheap VPN. And then for some reason, they disabled whatever let us do a VPN Chrome extension. But in doing that, they unblocked everything they blocked. So, you know, the normal thing a teenage boy would do when they see a site being unblocked, they go straight to Twitter, of course. What other site could there be?
You are on a really old person's... Surely TikTok or something is the place to hang out. Isn't it?
You try the TikTok web application. It's awful. Look, it's either that or Facebook, which you only have simply for the fact it's like the only way to connect with certain relatives and our aged audience who do follow on our Facebook page. But I think, look, in terms of application on the web, I don't think Instagram is that good on the web. So, you know, unfortunately, you've got to go to Twitter. As much of a hell site as it is, I don't think I have any other choice these days.
Now, just to key everyone in who perhaps is not up on it, Leo Puglisi is famous now because he managed to score an interview with Scott Morrison earlier this week. It went to air yesterday, and you basically, Leo, did a better job of skewering Scott Morrison repeatedly than most of the journalists in this country. How did you get the interview?
Yeah, so our political reporter, Roman McKinnon, decided to reach out to both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese's team, and Scott Morrison's team got back to us within a few days. Anthony Albanese's team, as of recording, has not gotten back to us despite many requests from us, both publicly and privately, and call-outs on the national broadcaster. And so Roman got a reply, let's say, I think it was about early February. They said they'd try to work something out. Soon after, we were told they could work something out after the budget. Then we got a specific date of Thursday, which I think March 31 off memory, and they said either 10 a.m. or 10:15. And Roman's on school holidays, he's in Brisbane. I just said, I'll take the day off school, and so I did, and managed to get the interview. It was delayed by a bit because of some speech he needed to go do, so we're a bit nervous, but it ended up going ahead, and you know, it can be seen, and I think, well, we enjoyed it. I don't know how the PM feels, but we definitely enjoyed it.
Did you get the impression that they thought it was going to be a pretty cute little softball funny thing for Scott Morrison to do? Is that how they were treating you?
They never promoted us, interestingly enough. I know every single media interview, they put out an alert and a full transcript. They didn't do that with us. But I don't think they were thinking it'd be some Morrison speaks to the cute kids factor and gets a chance to talk about his re-election thing.
Mm.
However, I, at the same time, I don't think they were thinking that we were going to give them the questions we did.
Mm.
We previewed it as talking about the budget and the election and key issues Morrison cared about. All those were spoken about. We also just happened to speak about multiple on-the-record falsehoods, or if you want to call them lies, from the Prime Minister.
Well, let's take a listen now to just a grab from that interview, because you really do manage to skew him.
Crikey, and of course their own outlet.
That's not a good start. If you're starting with crikey and you're talking about credibility, it's not a good start.
You can make that claim short, but at the same time
I can assert it strongly, I can tell you.
Absolutely, you can assert it strongly, and we're giving you a platform to assert that. No one's stopping you from asserting that. Everything that you said is on the record. The ABC has fact checked you about
the ABC and crikey. Let's add a few more then. I'm sure the Australia Institute is probably going to be the next one, I suspect.
Yeah, I watched the entire interview and it's weird. And it was weird to watch. The entire interview, you're just mainly talking him down from, like, throwing a tantrum. Like, every question, it seemed like he was shocked that you would ask him direct questions about things he has said in the past. And then you'd have to talk, and then you're like, as he's getting mad, you guys talk him down. What did it feel like to be the teacher for once?
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. And I actually do want to note that I, apart from at the very start and end, and occasionally when I needed to check that my hair was fine, I wasn't actually looking at him on the Zoom feed. I had a script open on Google Docs with a couple of notes. So I didn't actually see any of his reactions as soon as we were asking the questions. I did hear all the interruptions. Mm. But it was very interesting, and as I said on the ABC last night, while I expected some pushback, I mean, we did actually plan for potential follow-ups, the amount of pushback was extraordinary. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
We planned for the stuff about lies and falsehoods, one, maybe two questions, including a follow-up, when ended up going for majority of the interview. And it's the part most people care about. Because if he kept coming back to us with these claims about being taken out of context, we're just going to keep presenting the truth to him, and whether he likes it or not. And we're actually going to, on our Sunday bulletin at 8 p.m. Eastern this weekend, nice little plug there, we're going to actually fact check what he said in the interview, especially about the Shanghai Sam stuff, because we found another clip that he said was taken out of context where we've got the full direct press conference. So I don't think he can really make that claim, but at the same time, he's probably still going to.
Yeah, and look, I've followed you for a while on Twitter, and one of the things that really impresses me is you do actually have a real commitment to fact-checking that that is absent from people twice, triple your age. And often, you know, if something is going around where you're going, oh, is that true or is that just sort of thing, you'll see you have already replied underneath it, fact-checking it and debunking it or whatever. It's extraordinary service that you provide with Channel 6 News, Leo. But
thank you.
I just wanted to sort of perhaps sort of steer you, though, in a bit of a direction, because I think you might misunderstand what the role of the Australian media is nowadays. Like, I think if you're going to be, you know, getting into lots of fact-checking and stuff like that, you're not going to have a very successful career in the Australian media. I think you want to go down more the opinion-based sort of thing. I mean, even the ABC has abolished their fact-checking unit now. Like that's just not something that, you know, you do as a journalist.
Well, let me fact-check that. The ABC still has the RMIT fact-check available on their website, also at ABC fact-check.
Ah,
so
shit.
I have to say you're false on that claim. But look, we definitely,
see?
I think...
No one wants to listen to this.
You've met Carl.
This is rubbish content, Leo.
this is going straight in our next promo. But look, I definitely think, in all seriousness, that mainstream outlets, bar the ABC and, of course, AAP, they really don't do any dedicated fact-checking. They never have these sections called Fact Check. We do. It's one of our prominent sections on the website. It's arguably the thing we're most known for these days. At the same time, we're also the usual general news service. So I guess, well, I would love mainstream outlets to fact-check more, but at the same time, it would require some to fact-check themselves, because I think at this stage we fact-checked pretty much all the major outlets. We've done Nine, ABC, a bunch of others, News Corp as well. I think we're going to keep going at them. I don't know if I'll ever get a job at them, but that's why we just keep going.
This is the question, which is, where do you see – do you see Channel 6 as something that you'd want to keep going with even after you've left school, or is your aspiration to get a job at say, ABC, you know, get a serious – journalist job, or maybe a satirical news organisation like Sky News? Like,
you've already been on there. You've got an in.
Oh God, Sky News. Funny enough, I was supposed to be on them twice in 2021. Both times were cancelled at the very last minute. First time was on Bolt, and the second time was on Outsiders. Ended up going on Bolt earlier this year, so that's something.
I saw your Bolt interview. It was very strange to watch. I sent it to the Chaser Slack, being like, this is for an entire interview, Andrew Bolt is like on the right side of history, because he took it was for him. It's a pretty normal take, but it was about, for anyone who doesn't have Twitter, Leo gets just an insane amount of anger on Twitter from adults who get mad whenever he fact checks stuff. And there's been some insane conspiracy theories about, like, saying that, like, Leo is a secret Murdoch child.
Oh, yes.
There was the good old latest information from an insider in Canberra is that Leo was a front for the Liberals, managed by a Liberal staffer.
Yes,
that's right. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Did you fact check that?
Yeah, well, I think it's very interesting, because I don't think the Liberal staffer that's you know, currently in my ear telling me what to do did a good job at making sure I didn't embarrass the PM. But, yeah, I love them. And they keep going, and most of them are blocked. And I always find it funny what they're going to come up with next, especially the stuff, because for those who obviously don't live in Melbourne or whatever, I mean, Hawthorn, it's part of the Kooyong electorate. So it's considered leafy green Liberal territory, yada, yada, yada. By the way, on a state level, it's actually Labor. But, you know, they say, oh, parents are Liberal shills or whatever. And it's just been going on since about just before Christmas, in fact. And I don't think it has stopped. I don't think it will ever stop. It's funny, because many of them actually commented, the people who've attacked me, saying, oh, great job with Morrison, made him look silly. Like, weren't you calling me an LNP shill?
Yeah, we get that all the time. I've gotten tweet at me that they're blocking me because of a joke I've made at the Chaser about, like, one side of politics. And then the next day, get tagged by them tweeting out my article because I'll be making fun of the other side. And what's weird, though, is, like, I'm an adult making jokes. You're a teenager saying facts, and you've gone on basically every, like, TV station in Australia, mainly because of the insane, the level of anger that just saying facts has gotten you. Like, when even Andrew Bolt and, like, Sunrise have been like, okay, let's just allow facts to exist online. You know, everything's just gone a bit mad.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I don't think people will ever accept the truth with a lot of things, especially when it comes to the classic thing, preferential voting, whether that's telling people that, no, a vote for the Greens is not a vote for the LNP, depending on how an individual Greens voter preferences their candidates and parties, and all this stuff and everything with the... I can't believe, you know, I'm in the middle of some... You know, I'm mutuals with the bloody Australian Electoral Commission now. It's because of a couple people losing their minds because we said that ScoMo can't use the constitution to delay the election. And he's probably about to call it either tomorrow or on the weekend. So I am going to be very smug when he does.
Well,
all these people who were delaying it.
For balance, though, who are you voting for in the 2040 election?
Prime Minister Clive Palmer might be a good choice.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
So, Leo, this must take up an inordinate amount of your time. Like, this must be everything you do after school. Why do you do it? Like, if you're not a Liberal Party shill, what is... I mean, most journalists have some sort of cool backstory of grinding poverty or, you know, that provides their motivation. You're not old enough to have a backstory. Like, what's going on? Why are you doing it?
I think the only backstory I've got is that there's home video footage of me watching ABC News Victoria in a high chair. And that is real footage, by the way. I'll have to find it somewhere. Look, as you say, it does take up most of my time. In fact, I literally, a minute before I came here, I was speaking to Bob Catter, and as soon as I jump off, I'm speaking to SBS. Mm. So it is fairly busy for me. I guess,
did Bob Catter give you a rifle?
Pardon?
Did he give you a rifle?
I think I asked whether he'd be happy to, you know, give me a chance at and maybe look at one with him, and he seemed to laugh at it, so we might get that happening. Wouldn't
He's
that be
He's been talking a lot recently, for anyone who doesn't know, about how in his mind, Australia is in the exact same situation as Ukraine, and that the way that Australia will solve this is by making all of secondary school a militia that will fight against the Russian army. When the Russian army eventually invades Australia, and that we should give all people aged 13 to 17 rifles when they go to school.
When we asked whether I should take up arms, he went for 7 minutes with his answer. I'm not exaggerating there. Yeah. And our show is called Uncensored, and it's a bit hard because I didn't want to cut him off, but I did eventually say, you know, we're short on time. Keep to about 90 seconds, please. I should have said that at the start. But if you want to hear Bob Catter talk about how they could bomb Sydney or how we need oil or something like that, do take a listen. It'll be out next week.
And I think, in fairness, I think actually I would prefer Leo to have a rifle more than Bob Catter. So giving it to the youngsters is probably a good idea. Now, Leo... There's been a lot of criticism of the Labor Party who really have just blanked you at this point. Albanese's office haven't come back to you at all, have they?
No, we have never received a reply from him or his team.
Yeah, and there's a bit of a conspiracy theory going around that they're just not dealing, you know, they're not treating you seriously. But don't you think it's actually shrewd? I think that they've dodged a bullet here.
Oh, yeah, I think he's scared.
They knew that, you know, they'd get the Leo Puglisi treatment, and they're scared of the facts.
Yeah, I guess we do want to speak to Al Bowen about a number of issues, and I'll say it on the record. I've said it before, but I think the number one thing we want to speak about is what he considers his party to be. Is it a centre-left party or not? Because we look at the voting record and we look like things like that. Also, his comments about trans people in general. They've, been very interesting to hear, I'll put it that way. And we want to get some clarification on that. And also, how he would describe himself as a leader. He's been called vanilla. He's been called bland.
Vanilla's a bit of strong flavour for him.
Harsh. I won't comment because I don't know the political demographics of all your listeners. So
Leo does not endorse any of these messages. Send the hate to me.
Yeah, I endorse that though.
Leo, you've done an amazing job. Are you planning full election coverage during the 4 weeks of the campaign?
We'll have election coverage on the ground. We're trying to get weekly interviews with candidates or current MPs or senators. actors. We got a new program because in addition to Uncensored and Fact Check, for just general candidates, we're doing Spin Check. It's a great name. And we're just going to really cut to the heart of the issues. And then on election night itself, likely March 14 or March 21.
May.
I think it has to be one of those dates. We
I'm
will
just going to fact check you there, May 14 or May 21.
Yeah, May 14,
real bad
that's
when the fact check journalist is getting fact checked by Charles Burke.
Well, we're even now, but we'll be doing full coverage live on the night on YouTube. We're trying to rival the majors. Last time we did election coverage, it was the US one. It just so happened the moment we went on air, iNet decided to cut internet in my area, so that was an absolute disaster. But I managed to use Telstra mobile data. Telstra, you know, sign up today. Am I about to plug?
No.
Are you guys still owned by the ABC?
No. So Leo's, the best way to get in contact with all the media channels that Channel 6 News goes out on is to go to 6newsau.com, where you can link in with their YouTube channel, their Twitter feed, and are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram, yeah, personally I'm Leo Puglisi6, no underscore because someone in Nigeria hacked my account. For 6 News though, it's the same handle on every platform at 6NewsAU, that is the numeral, not the word.
Ah, yes, good point. Yeah. Thank you very much, good luck, and I hope that it doesn't take too much time editing down the Bob Catter interview that you just did.
Oh, that'll be very fun. Tuesday at 8 p.m. 6 News YouTube. I love these plugs, don't I? But no, seriousness, thank you very much for having me.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we are part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.